Today, on Memorial Day weekend, I want to begin with a little scene from a comedy movie about a one-armed vampire who was being hunted by the vampire slayer. And when he was cornered, he said, full of pride, "I am a powerful vampire. I can do anything." And the slayer looked at him and said, "Well, why don't you clap?" This vision gives us an image of how sometimes for the simplest things, we need someone's help. And Memorial Day reminds us that every one of us has benefited from people we have never seen. How many scientists have worked long hours in laboratories to bring us improvements in our medicine, for our health? How many inventors have toiled years for one invention to make our life better? How many men and women in our armed forces have given everything, their life, their dreams, to have us be at peace? How many law enforcement officials, firefighters, teachers have worked many long hours to prepare lessons for their students? Memorial Day is remembering that how easy it is to be tempted to say, "I have done everything myself." Really? Did you build the road that you took to come to church, or the chair that you sit on, or the clothes that you wear, or the buildings that you will go into today? Did you invent all those things? Memorial Day, remember. In Canada, they have an old Ukrainian word, talaka. That means we get together to raise a barn, to raise a house, to contribute to our common good. And this idea of forgiveness is so important because it is easy to forget. It is easy to forget what teenagers do for society. Sometimes we underestimate the idealism in young children, young adults, and we complain about the things that they don't do, instead of being encouraged by the hope and joy that they do bring to our life. There is a beautiful saying that after the ascension, if you notice on the altar, we have the Plashenitsa to remind us that the Lord was 40 days with his apostles after the resurrection. But when he rises from the dead, in Luke chapter 24, it says the apostles went back to Jerusalem full of joy. How often do you hear that God is love? But how often do you hear that God is joy? Full of joy everywhere you do, because we are grateful. People say, "Why do I go to church?" I don't go to church because it's a law. I go to church because at the Last Supper, Jesus said to his apostles, "Do this in remembrance of me. Don't forget what I did for you. I do it not because it's a law, but because I want to remember what Jesus did for me. Because breaking a commandment is not breaking a law. It's breaking a relationship. And every time you do something good, and every time you remember what was done for you, you are making the relationship stronger. You are being grateful. After all, the Eucharist in Greek means thankfulness, gratefulness. So today, in your own heart and in your own life, think of your grandparents, your parents. Think of the unknown people that you will never meet who have done so many good things that we might have a better life. Memorial Day, for all those who loved us by giving so much of themselves that we need to remember them and to be part of that army of people who thinks not just about themselves, but the memory of those who did so much for me inspires me to do so much for others. Christos Voskres.